5769. Block 5769.
5769, VTC.
All right, 5769. So I have a supervisor en route. He was coming from Willow Creek. It might be a few minutes before he gets there. As long as the passenger isn't trying to request medical or anything at this point, I don't think we necessarily need the supervisor to talk to her unless she wants to. That's, of course, an option. But, yeah, once you've got those statements from her and from the other passengers, you can go ahead and she can be clear if she'd like. And, again, supervisor's en route to check in on you, and just hang tight.
Awesome. You're amazing. I really, really appreciate that.
Not a problem. Again, we've all been there. I remember my first time, and it gets the nerves going for sure, so I get it.
In more ways than one, there was also another guy that she landed on and broke his tablet. I didn't have any information to give him, so I went ahead and just gave him a comment card. I'm hoping that he's going to call in. I wasn't sure what to do with it because he came up and told me that when I got to another stop.
Okay, I copy. No worries. But you did get his information. That's good. He'll just call customer service, and they'll give him the information to try my claims. But I will add that to the assets that we're filling out. One other question: just when you pulled into this the transit center, was there any like hard stop or evasive action, or did this woman just have an unstable chair?
She's just got a really unstable chair. And really, honestly, she should be asking for securement because it's an older chair. And she says that she's fallen over several times. She's still healing from a broken knee.
Okay, yeah, that is good information moving forward. And well, if we see her again, definitely, maybe suggest the securement for her if she gets on your bus ever again. And look for that supervisor. They'll be there shortly.
Thank you again.
Not a problem. At 1658.